Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. And instead, simply go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI on Unlimited Ultimate and a watch or tab, also on them.
Service plan required for watch or tab. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Save big money on your next project at Menards. Brighten up your garage or workspace with a 6,000 lumen, 3-panel LED light from GT Light. It's 7 times brighter than traditional incandescent light bulbs and features 3 adjustable panels, allowing you to shine light where you need it most. Stock GT Light LED utility bulbs are on sale. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Today, how your brand can get more reach with Pinterest's idea pins, the mystery of disappearing Google reviews, more ad agencies ceasing operations in Russia, even marketing resumes are pivoting to video, advertising through desktop could be coming to an operating system near you, and on the Premium Podcast with no ads, more stories and deep dive weekend episodes, tap the link in the show notes for more, how to optimize your marketing campaign for voice search. It's Tuesday, March 15th. I'm Todd Maffin. Here's what you missed today in digital marketing. Today's episode is sponsored by Vendasta.com. Build your agency with the tools you need and the hassles you don't. Visit Vendasta.com/superhero to book a demo and learn more. Pinterest has announced that as of today, idea pins can be shared across other social media platforms, including TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, and Snapchat. Idea pins are kind of like Instagram stories and TikTok videos combined, and they will be downloaded on other platforms as a watermarked video that stitches all of the idea pin pages together and ends with an end card that displays the creator's name and username. So, somewhat similar to TikTok. To share an idea pin to Facebook or Instagram stories, users will select the option in the share menu, download that idea pin, and then be taken to the story creation flow in the app where they can edit and post their content. While pinners can still share content on other social platforms, the download option provides the ability to save and upload watermarked content onto other social media apps. Have you noticed any reviews missing from your Google Business Profile? Over the past week or so, there have been multiple complaints on the Google Business Profile help forums about reviews not posting or disappearing from Local Maps business listings. It appears that people are still leaving reviews, but they're just not showing up in the local and maps interfaces for several businesses. In response to a number of complaints, an SEO consultant who doesn't work for Google said this is a known technical issue and Google is currently investigating it. They said there's no ETA on when it'll be fixed. Incidentally, this is not the first case of missing reviews on the platform. It has happened before. Google has not publicly commented on the issue. Agencies around the world continue to respond to Russia's ongoing aggression against Ukraine. One of the largest marketing services conglomerates, IPG, announced yesterday it will suspend operations in Russia. The company currently employs about 200 people in the country. The agency said it struggled with how to keep its people in Russia, but the escalating conflict, including attacks on civilian targets like hospitals, has prompted it to take more restrictive measures. The announcement states that its employees will continue to be paid for a minimum of 6 months, and IPG will continue to work with them in the coming weeks as it passes control of all management and operations to the local leadership team, quote, to ensure continuity for non-Russian clients who remain active in the market, unquote. Publicist Group also announcing it has pulled out of Russia and passing ownership of its agencies to local management with immediate effect. The decision to cease all operations, engagements, and investments in Russia will affect 1,200 of their employees. You might want to consider starting with the application process if you're looking to build a more diverse marketing team. The British TV broadcaster Sky has launched a new recruitment strategy to find underrepresented talent. The company is asking job seekers to apply by video and only video. No cover letter or even marketing experience required. Candidates are being asked to record a 2-minute video explaining their story, why a role at Sky excites them, and what they do for fun. The company said that its video recruitment push aims to remove barriers that might make a marketing role in a large company like Sky seem unattainable. By making the starting point of the application a video message that can be recorded on a phone, the entry barrier is lower. Sky also believes the video style will work well since candidates will likely be required to produce content as part of their job. The media company plans to test the video entry concept with entry-level marketing managers and executive roles first to see if it will help attract a more diverse talent pool. Well, here's a new ad placement that will get you lots of eyeballs, but probably lots of anger too. Earlier this week, beta users found an advertisement in Windows File Explorer. File Explorer is the main interface that people use to navigate through their folders and files in the Windows operating system. And, turns out, within the latest Windows 11 test build, there's now an ad placement right in that Explorer. In a statement to The Verge, Microsoft says it was a mistake. Quote, "This was an experimental banner that was not intended to be published externally and was turned off," unquote. While the ads may not have been intended for external testing yet, it's clear Microsoft is capable of running them inside Windows 11, and the company statement suggests that ads may appear in the File Explorer in the future. Would you buy them? Between juggling client meetings and keeping up with what's changed in the marketing world, who has time to stress about website security? But security is important. What with bots pummeling your brand site by the hundreds every hour looking for a way in. Kinsta provides managed hosting for WordPress sites, offering lightning-fast load times, top-tier security, and human-only customer support. And thanks to their unlimited free expert-led migrations, Kinsta ensures a smooth transition from other hosting providers so you won't experience any downtime. Ready to experience Kinsta's hosting for yourself? Get your first month free when you sign up at kinsta.com today. It's the perfect opportunity to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses worldwide to power their websites. Visit kinsta.com to get this limited time offer for new customers on select plans. Don't miss out. Get started for free today. WordPress has announced the release of a plugin called the Performance Lab plugin that's designed to help speed WordPress sites up. Basically, the plugin goes around and looks for problems to diagnose, things that might be causing the sites to load slowly. The new performance features are intended to eventually make it into a future version of the WordPress core, but as I said, for now, it's a plugin. It's been designed in a modular fashion, so you can choose which improvements you want to use. The four plugin modules include WebP uploads. So this will create WebP versions for new JPEG image uploads if they're supported by the server. WebP support, this adds a WebP support check in site health status. WebP, by the way, is one of the newer image formats that are out there that a lot of websites are using. It's a little bit faster to load. Number three, the persistent object cache health check, which adds a check for sites with non-trivial amounts of data in the site health status. And something experimental called the audit enqueued assets, which will do a quick resource check of your CSS and JavaScript. And finally, we told you last week about how Twitter was making a design change to move home, that's the algorithmic feed, and latest, which is the chronological feed, to tabs at the top of the profile that users could switch between. Now, the platform has reversed that change and switched the timeline back. Quoting them, quote, "We heard you. Some of you always want to see latest tweets first. We've switched the timeline back and remove the tabbed experience for now while we explore other options," unquote. One thing that I noticed that was a bit of a pain is that if you had your feed set to latest tweets, as I prefer, the chronological sort, you couldn't see the spaces of people that you follow where those spaces were active. It would only show those if you were on the home feed. I doubt that's what caused them to change back, but if you're wondering where those tabs went, now you know. You ever had one of those projects that you just get started on and then it this becomes kind of a one step forward, two steps back thing. So my wife and I want to put a hot tub, like a little two-person hot tub on our side deck. And so, you know, like good responsible people we are, we decided to check to make sure that the weight limit was okay, which meant calling a structural engineer who said, check the foundations, which got us looking at the foundations and realized that they're misaligned. And now we have to dig 45 centimeters low to see, it's just becoming this this endless thing, and I don't know. Our house is like in a really weird kind of angle of a corner, and we desperately want a two-person jacuzzi hot tub. We're getting old, our muscles are getting sore, but the house layout just isn't for it, so this could involve a lot of consulting and engineering fees. Pray for me. Talk to you tomorrow.
System got me acting up. I need some of you, you're my vapor up.
Do you ever worry that they're playing too much Nintendo?
Oh, not anymore. See, Matt has Bible adventures. They're actually learning Bible stories while they're playing Nintendo.
Quick, get that Bible quote before you run out of power.
Bible Adventures features three games in one cartridge. Noah's Ark, Save Baby Moses, and David and Goliath.
Heavy something like a drug. I think I feel better when we cuddle up. You're my vitamin, you.
Starting a marketing agency is a rewarding experience, but it can also be a challenging one. The fear of selling to prospects, the pressure of delivering top quality services to paying clients, and the scramble to invoice and collect so that the revenue keeps coming in is a lot for one person to handle. What was meant to be a fulfilling venture is suddenly eating away your freedom and your profits, and you're probably not being paid enough for it either. If this sounds like you, you need Vendasta. Vendasta is your all-in-one digital platform designed to make your life as an agency owner easier. Used by over 60,000 agencies, Vendasta gives you all the tools you need to easily manage your leads and customer accounts from one login. Plus, you get access to over 250 curated products to resell to local businesses. Go from a struggling agency to a superhero agency today. Learn more by booking a demo at vendasta.com/superhero today. That's vendasta.com/superhero.